So see how you feel about yourself this morning. See if there's something you want to change. Okay, so could you let go wanting to change what is? And could you let go wanting to change it some more? And could you let go wanting to change it some more? And a little bit more. And more. And a little bit more. And more. And more. And more. And see if there's still something it's not working for you. That'll cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Okay. That's your body knocking on the door saying, hey, you got some negativity, you're out of harmony, and I want you to let it go. So instead of resisting it, just open up and just allow the energy to start passing through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And see if you're still trying to figure something out. Okay, ask your friend your mind. Doesn't know. Okay. So see if it's told you to beat yourself up about it. How does it help you? It doesn't. And who's doing it? You are. So if you are doing it, now you need to make a decision. I'm going to be positive and love myself, or I'm going to be negative and beat myself up all over Camp Allen. Okay? I'm assuming that you decided to be positive and love yourself. Okay, so could you let go of disapproving of yourself? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And could you give yourself some approval? That would be the smart thing to do. Especially since it's up to you. It's always been up to you. Could you give yourself some more approval? And more. And more. And more. And could you give yourself some more approval? And more. And more. And a little bit more. And could you give yourself some more approval? And more. And a little bit more. And more. And could you give yourself a little bit more approval? And a little bit more. And more. And a little bit more. And could you give yourself some more approval? And more. And more. And even more. And more. And a little bit more. And more. And a little bit more. And more. And even more. You can keep doing it for hours. Just give yourself approval. And more. And more. And more. And could you give yourself even more approval? And more. In some of these advanced classes, I ask you to do it for hours. Just give yourself approval. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And even more. And could it get any better? Could you let go and find out? Just let go. Could you let go and find out some more? Could you get any better? Could you let go and find out? And could it get any better? Could you let go and find out? And more. And more. And even more. And more. And could it get any better? Could you let go and find out? And more, and more, and more, and see if you can bring up some of the wanting control. It's a lie that it lies outside yourself. That's that wanting control. So instead of walking out of control all the time, could you let go of wanting control? So you can be in control. If you let go of wanting, you move into having it. So could you let go of that out of control feeling? You are out of control feeling. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. See how you feel. It's instantaneously provable. See if you feel more in control. You let go of wanting control, you have it. Instead of walking around being out of control. Isn't that smart? Okay, see if you could bring up some of the wanting approval. One of his biggest problems with relationships. If you want approval from people who don't have it, then you get mad when they give you what they have. That's brilliant. You want unhappy people that make you happy. That's brilliant. So could you let go of that lacking approval feeling? Stop trying to get it from somebody. You're going to make yourself miserable. Already you found that out. But some of us need some smacks in the face and worse than that. And then we wake up and realize that where approval comes from is from you. Stop looking to get it from somebody. They don't have it. You're knocking your brains out with that one. So could you let go of that lacking approval feeling? And more. And more. It's like somebody keeps going to the cupboard. And the cupboard is bare. And you keep opening up the door 400 times a day looking for the food. There's no food there. It's empty. You get it? Stop trying to get approval from people who don't have it to give you. They can only give you what they have. Disapproval. And you insist on getting it. You want approval from your father? Does your father approve of himself? Probably not. You keep trying for years. You want approval from your mother? She probably doesn't have it to give you. What do you want from her? Leave her alone. Give her a break. You want approval from your siblings or your spouse or your significant other? Check and see if they have it. Do they have it? Are they happy? And you insist on making you happy. They don't have it to give you. They're looking for it in you, and you're unhappy. Isn't that brilliant? So each one of you giving you what you have, and you're getting pissed off. When all the time it's inside you. So if you want approval, let's prove where it comes from. So you want approval? Could you give yourself approval? Could you give yourself some more approval? Give yourself more approval. It's a burden to keep wanting approval from somebody who can't give it to you. You're burdening them. They'd like to do it, but they don't know how to do it. So could you give yourself some approval and leave everybody alone? Could you give yourself some more approval? And a little bit more. And could you give yourself some more approval? And a little bit more. And a little bit more. And could you give yourself even more approval? Notice where it comes from. It comes from you. And once you find it out, what are you knocking your brains out from? So leave them alone. Give them a break. So give yourself some more approval. And more. And more. And more. So think of somebody that you disapprove of. That's like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. That's brilliant. You're the one with the negativity. So could you let go of disapproving of them? And don't do it for them, do it for you. And more, And because you let go of disapproving of them some more. And 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 more. See how you feel about it now. So, can you give them some approval? And don't do it for them. You don't even have to agree with them. Just do it for you. Can you give them some more approval? And more. You can take your worst enemy and let go of disapproving of them and give them approval, and all of a sudden they'll be your friend. You know why? Everybody's looking for approval. But most people are saying, you know, you do it first. And I said, no, you do it first. No, no, you do it first. And then nobody does it. That's smart. So could you give me some approval? And disapproval? Choice, approval or disapproval? What do you decide? Could you give me some approval? I feel better. And more. And more. And more. Now, disapproving of something only makes you miserable. So see if you disapprove it of Mr. Bush there, President Bush, and all the other Bushes. Well, how does it help you to do that? It doesn't. And you think he gives a shit? He doesn't care. Yeah, do what he does, whether you like it or not. If you haven't noticed. He doesn't even care what Congress has to say. Okay, so isn't that silly that we're wasting your energy on something that you got nothing to do about? Except mouth off. A waste of time. So could you let go of disapproving of him? Don't do it for him, do it for you. Could you let go of disapproving of him some more? And more. And more. And more. And more. And could you give him some approval? Don't do it for him, do it for you. Could you give him some approval? Could you give him some more approval? And more. And more. And even more. And more. I think of one of the politicians you're disapproving of. Could you let go of disapproving of them? How does it help you? And more. And more. And more. And more. Could you give him some approval? Don't do it for them, do it for you. Could you give him some approval? And more, and even more, and more, and even more, and more, and more. They're all a bunch of liars, so it wouldn't matter who you're going to get elected. They're all going to do the same thing. If you haven't noticed, it doesn't matter, Democrats, Republicans, chopless liver, pickles, it doesn't matter. So think of somebody that's your biggest nightmare, your biggest pain in the neck. Guess who's causing it? If the mind is creative, maybe you're causing it. If you're going to wait for them to change, you're going to wait a long time because they're not going to change. Because you're holding in mind they're not going to change, so that therefore they're not going to change. So could you let go of disapproving of them? Could you let go of disapproving of them some more? And could you let go of disapproving of them some more? And a little bit more. And a little bit more. And could you let go of disapproving of them some more? And a little bit more. And a little bit more. And more. And a little bit more. And more. and more, and a little bit more. And could you give them some approval? Don't do it for them, do it for you. The only reason that they're a pain in the neck is because they're suffering. So they want you to suffer. You want to join them? Well, you are when you're disapproving of them, they got you. So you're trying to control them and you're out of control because they're controlling you and you don't even realize it. And that's stupid. Give away your power to somebody else. They're negative, or they wouldn't be acting like that. And they got you to be negative. So what'd you accomplish? Nothing. You even empowered them. All these Al-Qaeda guys and all that stuff, they're excellent terrorists. They're really good at it. And the only reason they're good at it is because most people are frightened. If you could get rid of your fear about it, it would disempower them and they have to crawl back in a hole they came from and go away because nobody'd pay attention to them. It's not complicated. See if you have a dislike for Al-Qaeda or whoever they are, Hezbollah, Shmezbollah, whatever they are. See if you're disapproving of them. And why are you disapproving of them? Because you're afraid of them. Can you see that? So, could you let go of disapproving of them? Could you let go of disapproving of them some more? And could you let go of disapproving of them a little bit more? And a little bit more? And could you let go of disapproving of them some more? And a little bit more? And more? And more? And could you give them some approval? Positive, never heard anything. Jeez, if you give them approval, they're liable to stop. They're liable to become positive. And then they don't have to do anything destructive. That makes sense? Everybody's looking for love. If you disapprove of them, they got a reason to get you. Because you're disliking them. So, you see, I can get them because they don't like me. Do you want to get somebody that you like? No, you don't. So you let them come your way. By letting go of disapproving them and send them approval. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. See how you feel about it now. See if there's anything you're disapproving of the world. Most of you got a long list. So just take it all at one time, lump them all together. So how does it help you to disapprove of them? Or the world? Or what's going on? How does it help you? It doesn't in the least. And you're doing it. That's not smart. That's not discriminating. Most of us are disapproving of people because they won't do what we want them to do or we're afraid of them. Isn't that brilliant? See if you can change a negative person by trying to control them. See if that works. How discriminating is that? Don't try love. That's liable to turn them around. Don't do that one. Have you ever tried it? Maybe it would work. You know what you've been trying already. That doesn't work at all. So if you're smart, do something else. Try it. You'll like it. They won't probably respond. So could you let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is? What are you being a smart ass for, dummy? It's dumb. Keep doing the same thing. It's a picture in your mind. So think of somebody that won't do what you want them to do. Could you let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is? And more. you know, get his picture you have. Well, that's what they do, and you can't change them. They're always going to keep doing the same thing. Hey, could you give him a break? Could you let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. Instead of picturing him being unhappy and miserable, could you allow him to be happy? Even if it's for 1 second. Could you? Could you let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is? The only one who's smart is your ego, who likes negativity. That's not smart. Think of something that's not working in your life and you think it's impossible. You can't change it. Well, where is that thought? It's in your head. So could you let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what you think it is? And more. And more. And more. If you always do what you always did, you're always going to get what you always got. How about changing direction, for God's sakes? That'd be a smart thing to do. Let's see how you feel about it now. Give love a chance, for goodness sakes. You tried hatred, it doesn't work. Does it? Does it make you feel good? Even though you got all these reasons why they did that. And this and that, all that. So could you let go of being so smart? And let that picture evaporate and dissolve. It's just a picture in your head. Could you allow that picture to evaporate and dissolve? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. So let's examine all these wonderful tools that the mind has, that your ego has. Let's examine them. So let's take a look at apathy, okay? So what do you use it for? Does anybody like it when you do it? I'm tired, I want to get better, blah, blah, blah. Does it help you? It doesn't help you. Does anybody like it? Nobody likes it. So are you tired of playing apathetic? You know, when you were a little kid, you didn't feel like going to school, so you got sick, and your mother gave you chicken soup, or pasta if you were Italian, or whatever she gave you, or a shot of scotch if you were Irish, or whatever. Whatever she gave you. All right, did you get approval that way? No. Well, stop trying to get it. What is that? Baloney. It's just a manipulation. If I act like I'm dead, they'll leave me alone. Yeah, they will leave you alone. They'll bury you. All right, so what do we do for grief? How do we do that? You go around, you cry, poor me. Who gives a shit? Anybody like it when you do it to you? Tell them your poor me story. Nobody loves me. I'm all alone. Be all alone. Leave me alone. What do you use it for? What does that do for you? You think you can manipulate somebody with crying? No. You like it when somebody does that to you? I don't think so. So what are you doing it to somebody else for? It's a lack of discrimination. It's a program. I'll feel sad and everybody will feel sorry for me. Yet nobody feels sorry for you. Can't wait to get away from you. Not a real good tool. Don't try to use love. That would use the grief. That's good. Okay, so what do you use the fear for? That certainly protects you, the fear. You know? Well, the world is telling you to be afraid of illness and this and that. So what does it do? You know what it does? It gets you ill. That's a smart tool. Does it really protect you? No. You're afraid of getting a traffic ticket? What do? You get one. Because the mind is creative, so what the hell does that fear do for you? It just gets you in trouble. Of course, it gives your ego something to do. Then your ego can beat yourself up. That's another smart move. Really good discrimination. No, let's examine it. What is it? What do you do with the fear? How does it help you? You think it protects you? It's like jumping into a swimming pool with a bag of cement thinking you're going to float. How does it protect you? Examine it in your life all the times. All those that are holding on to fear for dear life, what are you holding on to it for? What does it do for you? And expressing yourself to other people, nobody likes that either. You know, flu is going around, you better get a flu shot. Who cares? Okay, so now let's look at lust. What do you do with that? You get all excited, and your mind is ready to pull the rug out from under you. You get excited, and your mind drops you right on your head all the time. Examine it. See if it isn't true. You get all excited, expectation, right? And your mind's setting you up for hitting you with a baseball bat on the head. Oh, I found Mr. Wonderful. He's my soulmate. And what happens? He pulls the rug out from under you because you got excited. Well, you go buy a brand new car and the guy tells you it was only one left on the lot when there's 9 million of them around. And you go for it, and then he overpaid, I think, because you got all excited. The guy told you you can't have another one. Did you discriminate? There's something sexy about lust. So you go and seduce somebody by giving them good food and some wine and roses and all of that stuff. They blow in your ear. And next thing you know, you're pregnant. Over some food and some wine and some roses. And a guy nibbled on your ear. Then you got pissed off when he stopped doing it. That's smart. Oh dear. Same thing the other way around. You're so handsome. You're so wonderful. And the minute you get tired of that, then we get pissed off. That's smart. So what we call love is as long as you do what I want you to do, I love you, and the minute you don't, I kill you. That's what we got lawyers for. So it might feel nice, but it's the source. Lust is the source of all wanting. Because the more you get into it, what does it say? That's nice. Get more. Eat one piece of chocolate, then you're going to finish the whole box. And then you're going to beat yourself up. Have one piece of pizza, what happens? You have to eat the whole pie. And then what do? You beat yourself up. There's never enough. You know that time you had this greatest orgasm in the whole world? What happens? You ever get it back? I don't think so. You're trying to get it back. But you got to keep doing it over and over and over again. You ever get satisfied? I don't think so. You know why? Your mind won't let you be satisfied because it likes negativity. That's what it eats for dinner. Remember on your honeymoon night, if you didn't have a honeymoon, you went into the bathroom and cried. 10 years later, the man goes into the bathroom and cries. He has erectile dysfunction. To change it to mental dysfunction. But there is a pill for it. Take a pill. Of course, you're liable to get cancer and a heart attack, and your liver won't work, and your pecker won't work, but go get one. Okay, so now that we exhausted lust, I hope. Let's talk about anger. See, when you can't have what you want, what do? You get angry. That's a real good one. Everybody likes it when you're screaming and yelling, don't you? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Does it get you what you want when you do that? Do you like it when somebody does it to you? No, I don't think so. What are you doing it to somebody else for? Screaming and yelling. Mm-hmm. Practicing tantrum yoga. That's where you hold your breath till you get you what you want, and you turn blue. So what the hell, what good is anger? It just hangs you up. Does it feel nice? Examine it. Does it feel nice? I don't think so. So you need to discriminate. Okay, so that doesn't work. Now you move up into a higher energy, a really more positive energy called pride. Now what the hell does that do for you? You put everybody down. You isolate yourself because nobody can bother you then. So you make the other people wrong because you feel lousy, so you don't have to look at yourself. And you make them wrong. That's brilliant. You like it when somebody does that to you? Well, they don't like it when you do it to them. And examine, why are you doing it? Because you don't like the way you feel. So you pull out your pride act flap tool. Not discriminating, not smart. So let's look at the bigger picture now of the whole thing. Let's look at wanting approval. What do you use that for? The more you want it, you don't get it, do you? Yeah, I want it. Give it to me. I don't want to give it to you. No, give it to me. It's the biggest check you're ever going to write. I know this woman, and she would do anything for a mink coat. Now that she has it, she can't button it. Wanting approval, you sell your soul to the devil for wanting approval. And the joke is, you never get it. You never, ever get it because you're holding in mind lagging approval. Cupid shoots an arrow in your heart to remind you to take the arrow out. Take it out so you can love. Don't leave it in. That's suffering, wanting approval. Oh, of course, we had a big fight and everything. I'll send you a card. That'll make you feel better. All right, let's take a look at wanting to control. Does that work? Anybody like it when somebody tries to control them? Why are you doing it? What are you passing it on for? What results do you get? You get more wanting to control back. So what are you doing that for? Of course, one way of getting control is you beat yourself up. That's a very good way of getting control. Or you beat the other person up. That'll get you control. I don't know, control and negativity is what you get. That's what you get from that one. Now let's take a look at wanting to be safe and secure. What do you do with that? You marry this guy that you can't stand so he can make you safe and secure. That's good. Get a piece of paper that says, honor and obey me. Isn't that great? What is that? Does it make you feel safe and secure? So you get all the money, you squirrel it up, and then you sit around worried that somebody's going to steal it from you. So much for that making you safe and secure. Wanting to be safe and secure is a lacking feeling. You never feel safe when you want to be. When you want, it's lack. Wake up. So I hope you discriminate a little bit to see what it is. And later on, we're going to talk about the fear of dying. Of course, that really helps you a lot. It's the top of the line, want. Fear of dying, that really helps you. It feels very comfortable to be in fear of dying. And the joke is, if you let go of fear of dying, you're not going to die. So it's another lie. You want some proof, I'll show it to you right now. Give yourself permission to die right now. And surrender to dying. Just surrender to dying. And more. If you surrendered, take a look and notice that you didn't die. So can't you see that's a lie too? It's a lie. And as the week goes on, we'll be going into it more. So you can see that it's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. All perpetrated by a thing called the ego. The only thing that's going to die is your ego. Let it drop dead. Okay, so when you're ready, allow your eyes to open up.